morning and welcome, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and very excited you're here. It is now officially Friday. That would be March 23rd, 2007, about midnight here on the nose, here in the Central Time Zone. And, yes, obviously, very, very interesting stuff about normal there, and a good legal resource for people to explore as well. So they're doing some really good things, and I think when you look at how the war on terror and the war on drugs has sort of integrated themselves together, how they've tried to do that, these are two completely and totally pointless uses of, I guess, federal expenditures, time, money, manpower, resources, and all that. You can't win either one. You cannot win the war on terror, and you cannot win the war on drugs. It just can't be done. So you're setting yourself up for failure, but you're also setting yourself up, of course, for perpetual funding, for a lot of different resources, of course, as they pass more and more strict laws, things that would say something like, if you were caught with, I don't know, marijuana or some sort of drug, we can confiscate all of your property because we'll assume that all of your property was purchased using drug money. And we'll assume if you have money that's for this. And we'll assume that if you have a firearm and drugs, then you are actually a drug dealer and you have that to protect your drugs and your money. And you know, it's just a way for them to just creep in with more and more and more legislation. It's despicable. And then again, it's a success story for them, really. I mean, you think about it, right? You know, marijuana, natural substance. You see the anti-marijuana commercials all the time. They call it a gateway drug. And if you think about it, what does gateway mean? It means that anything along the way that goes from one thing to another, right? It's a gateway from one thing to another. So in essence, you could say marijuana is a gateway drug to being a terrorist. If they go and they find, you know, anybody who's a terrorist and they find that the majority of the terrorists that they find who fit the parameters of terrorist have at some point in their entire lives smoked marijuana or been exposed to it, then that has become a gateway drug to terrorism. Do you see? In essence, then, you could also say that all death stems from being born. It's a true statement, but it's a ridiculous analogy that birth is a gateway to death, so we need to stop birth before we have all this death. What? Ridiculous. And yet that's the kind of logic that's being used in the war on drugs. And we've talked about it before, the application of anti-terrorism legislation in order to go after drug criminals and things like that. It's an awful situation, and I hate to see that. But what I was getting at with the commercial thing is the whole idea of the advertising and the marketing against marijuana. Have you? I guarantee you, every one of you out there, even if you don't watch a lot of TV, you've probably seen a don't smoke marijuana commercial. Have you ever seen a don't do some cocaine commercial? Or don't do a methamphetamines commercial? Or don't do heroin commercial? I mean, I've never seen those. I think I saw one meth commercial one time, and that's just because we're in a methamphetamine corridor, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri. These are states known for meth labs, I guess, from what I hear. So I did see a commercial once, but that was it. But predominantly, the anti-drug campaign, the war on drugs, focuses on marijuana. Why is that? Well, because marijuana is probably the cheapest of all of them, and we know that if you look at the activities in MENA, Arkansas, and Air America, and I don't mean the radio network, I mean, of course, the drug running that happened out of South America, of course, or Central America, into the United States, and all the activities and the big power players, the political folks who are involved in this and the money-making opportunities, well, they make a lot more money on cocaine, I suppose. So, you know, you don't see the kids just say no to cocaine commercials, and I wonder why that is. Well, actually, I don't wonder too much. It seems pretty apparent. Stay with us, folks. We're going to do some news and take your calls if you'd like. When we come back, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Stay with us.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Good evening, good morning, welcome back. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Talk about some news here, shall we? This one came out technically earlier today. That would be the Chicago Tribune. At the end of the 2004 presidential campaign, Elizabeth Edwards discovered a malignant lump in her breast and became a symbol of fortitude in the face of adversity for millions of women battling breast cancer. This week, in the midst of her husband's second run for the White House, she was told by doctors that the cancer had returned in a metastasized and incurable form. Incurable form. Now, we know better than that, folks. It's amazing, isn't it? You always hear about people, and you know, certainly, people don't always win any battle. When it's your time. You know, that's how I feel about it. But you always hear about celebrities, politicians, people of money and influence and whatnot. And you hear about these awful stories. It's a real tragedy. Occasionally people do succumb to this and they do pass away. And that makes it even more tragic because, quite simply, there are options available. But when you think about people like that, I mean, these are people who have spent their whole lives in this system. That's all they know. Or rather, that's all they would like to know. And I have no doubt that in this particular situation, John Edwards and his wife Elizabeth will most likely get contacted by a lot of people who say, hey, I can help. I imagine a couple of those will probably be legitimate, but most of them probably not. And that's unfortunate because that sort of turns them away. It sort of poisons the well for them against any sort of alternative option. So it's a terrible thing. Anyway, I will say this, though. Also, it sounds terrible to say, I guess, but you got to keep in mind, John Edwards has taken a beating recently in the media with some of the people he's been affiliated with, some of the things he's done and said. This is going to raise his profile, and I'm sure he realizes that. Anyway, it says, nevertheless, Elizabeth and John Edwards, in revealing the news Thursday, said he would continue running for president. Exactly what we had speculated last night. Again, some people were saying, oh, he's going to drop out, he's going to drop out. I didn't think he would, and he's not. This is actually going to probably elevate his campaign to maybe the next level. It goes on. The announcement injected a note of uncertainty, however, into the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. It could potentially reshape the field. John Edwards, a former North Carolina senator and John Kerry's 2004 running mate, said his wife's breast cancer had spread to her bones and possibly her lung and other organs. Despite the diagnosis of stage 4 breast cancer for Edwards, age 57, the smiling couple said during a press conference at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, that they would campaign hard. Said John Edwards, quote, "We're very optimistic about this because having been through some struggles in our past, we know that the key is to keep your head up and to keep moving and be strong, and we intend to do exactly that," end quote. He is referencing, apparently, the death of their 16-year-old son, Wade, in 1996 and his wife's initial cancer diagnosis in 2004. Edwards said she would continue to travel the country with her husband, and she described herself as symptom-free. Dr. Lisa Carey, Elizabeth Edwards' oncologist, said the survival rate for this kind of cancer varies significantly. Said Carey, quote, "For some people, none of the treatments we use work, so their survival is short. Other people can live with it for many years," end quote. Again, they call it incurable but treatable. It just sounds defeatist from the start, doesn't it? It's amazing to me. Sometimes the treatments don't work at all, and people's survival rate is very small. It doesn't have to be that way. Again, this just goes to show you, folks, about something like Colonel Joe. Colonel Joe's book was out there, and people actually stuck with it. There'd be no more cancer. It would be a done deal. But instead, what do you have? You have the pharmaceutical industry, the treatment industry, and you've got a lot of cancer drugs and all sorts of different things, such as the fundraising for cancer. All of this fundraising, I mean, they're generating hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars all the time for cancer research, cancer treatment. Nobody says cancer cure. Why? You say, well, because they don't want to go out on a legal limb. It's very possible, but at the same time, it's an awful, awful thing when you've got people who have treatments that do work, and you do have people who have cures, patented cures, like Colonel Joe. Amazing. Anyway, Virginia Keklamani, assistant professor of hematology and oncology at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine, said the median survival rate for metastatic breast cancer is 2 years, but that some women can live with the disease for 15 to 20 years. Treatment generally consists of hormone therapy in the form of pills, said Keklamani, and when that stops working, chemotherapy is used. So again, the average survival rate for metastatic breast cancer, 2 years, she's saying, and you think about that, it's right around election time, so this is not a good sign for Elizabeth Edwards, to be sure. But it just seems kind of bizarre, honestly, that they would continue with the campaign, doesn't it? I mean, really, when you think about it, this is also, excuse me, I just bumped the microphone. This is also a reason why you can see the difference between politicians and average everyday people like ourselves. If you had somebody in your family and they are having a situation like this, breast cancer, metastatic lung cancer, an organ cancer, whatever it ends up being, I guess, as time develops when we find out more information. Could you afford to go through treatment for that? Probably not. But you would, because it's somebody you care about. At the same time, would you take on two enormously expensive burdens, such as running for president and cancer treatment? It's amazing. How much money do they have at their disposal? Well, this will probably, of course, increase donations and all that. I mean, it's awful to say. It truly, truly is. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that this is a hoax. I'm not saying she doesn't really have cancer. I think she does, probably, and I think that it's an awful situation. She has my sympathy. And, you know, it also, It pains me to know that there are cures out there and people just don't talk about it because it's such a money-making industry. But make no mistake, somebody in John Edwards' campaign circles is probably has their dollar signs appearing in their eyes, okay? Because this raises the profile of the campaign and will increase donations. It goes on, the American Cancer Society warned in a statement, quote, "There are no nationally validated statistics on survival when breast cancer recurs after primary treatment," end quote. So the prognosis is not very good. John Edwards is widely considered to be in the top tier of candidates for 2008. His populist message, with its anti-war emphasis, seems to be resonating in Iowa, an important first step on the path to the nomination. In addition, he's expected to report substantial fundraising totals for the first quarter of the year, another key barometer of a candidate's viability. National polls generally place Edwards in third place, following Senators Hillary Clinton from New York and Barack Obama from Illinois. More than many other spouses of presidential candidates, Edwards' wife has been a popular figure on the campaign trail and a close advisor to her husband. With a quick wit and a down-to-earth style, she campaigned on her own in 2004, drawing large crowds, and she frequently introduces her husband at stops around the country. So the running is very close. Clinton, then Obama, then Edwards. And as I had predicted, we'll see if it holds out. I've predicted that Hillary will win in 2008 and that she'll run with John Edwards as her VP. We'll see if that works out. But I think that's how it's going to go down, personally. But I could be wrong. Just a little news forecasting. Said John Edwards, striking a defiant tone when asked if he would suspend or end his presidential campaign, quote, "When this happens, you can go cower in a corner and hide, or you can be tough and go out and stand up for what you believe in. We have no intention of cowering in a corner." What a politician this guy is. And that's not a compliment, by the way. Think about what he just said. When this happens, my wife getting cancer, you can go cower in a corner or hide, or you can be tough, go out and stand up for what you believe in on the campaign trail. One does not have anything to do with the other. In essence, what he's saying is if he dropped out of the campaign trail, he would be cowering, he would be defeated by his wife having cancer. It's completely non-related. You're not proving what a tough guy you are when your wife has cancer when you say, "I'm going to keep on the campaign trail." What are you campaigning for? Are you campaigning for a cure for cancer? Then it would apply. But campaigning for president is immaterial. But, of course, these statements stand because the media is has no intention of asking any hard questions. It goes on the same day in 2004 that her husband learned he would not become vice president of the United States, Elizabeth Edwards was diagnosed with invasive ductal carcinoma, the most common form of breast cancer. She had discovered a lump in her breast the week before Election Day, but did not tell her husband as the pair continued to campaign separately around the country. That's a tough gal right there. Following treatment, Elizabeth Edwards wrote a best-selling memoir called Saving Graces. The book recounts the death of their son in a car accident, as well as Edwards' quest to have more children late in life. They're the parents of Kate, 25, Emma Claire, age 8, and Jack, age 6. Political strategist said it's unclear how voters will react and that Edwards' announcement puts the campaign in uncharted waters. Advisors to Edwards' rivals declined to speculate on how the news would affect the race. Very interesting. So they went to, you know, Hillary's people and Obama's people, and they said, "Hey, what do you guys think? How's this going to affect the race?" And they're like, "No comment." They know how it's going to affect the race, quite clearly. Anyway, it says, but the announcement was greeted with a wide range of sympathy and admiration from candidates in both parties as well as from the White House. Now, again, this could be the thing that launches John Edwards into the next tier of candidacy. Now, he's not going to be selected to run for the Democrats, but he could be, again, running as a vice presidential candidate. Says the cancer was discovered after Elizabeth Edwards felt a pain in her left side and went to see the doctor, who took x-rays. They showed she might have a fracture and something appeared to be suspicious on a rib on her right side. But she said the events turned out to be fortuitous, saying, quote, "If I hadn't picked up the chest, I wouldn't have turned. The rib wouldn't have broken. I wouldn't have seen Dr. Lee sent me to the x-ray." I don't really even understand what that statement means. But basically, if had she not had the x-rays, they wouldn't have seen it, in essence. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes to finish up this story and take some of your calls. If you're interested, 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back in three.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Good morning. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, as I mentioned. Continuing on with the conclusion of this story, and then, again, if you're interested in phone calls, 800-313-9443. It went on. Both John and Elizabeth Edwards described the tough turn of events as another reason why John Edwards would make a good president. Said Elizabeth Edwards, quote, "He has an unbelievable toughness, a reserve that allows him to push forward with what needs to happen," end quote. Well, yeah, because he doesn't have the cancer, she does. So, yeah, very easy for him. Anyway, John Edwards said his ability to persevere is an essential quality in a commander-in-chief, saying, quote, "Anyone who wants to be president of the United States needs to understand and recognize that there will be very difficult, intense, high-pressure times when judgments have to be made, and if you're not able to, in a focused, thoughtful way, to deal with this kind of pressure, you're not ready to be president." That's right. He said, because my wife has cancer and because I choose to not give her any of my attention and rather focus on becoming president, this proves that I would be really good as a president. That's right, John Edwards. It proves that you're a selfish bastard. So congratulations to you. All right. Well, that's not fair. I don't mean to say that. It does aggravate me, though, that this could be turned into some sort of campaign thing. And I understand needing to make an announcement, but geez, this is awful. This is terrible. It was basically, it was a campaign boost for them. And you know, it's tragic. It's tragic that the people have to get cancer these days. It's tragic that the cancer is labeled incurable but treatable. It's tragic that this thing could be used to say, well, yes, this horrific thing is going on right now. But never mind that. Did I mention I'm still running for president? All right. And anyway, our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Welcome to the show.
There we go.
There we go.
How you going? How you doing?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. I want to run something past you and just, you know, you bring this off the top of your head, what you think.
Okay.
You know, the Illuminati's, without a doubt, you can trace it back for the last 300 years, has been part, you know, the major part in the drug trade.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we file a complaint against them, seize all of their stuff, because, you know, they're the ones that's pushing the marijuana and everything. Mm-hmm. Let's seize all of their property and everything. What's wrong with that picture?
I don't know. I guess it would probably be difficult. Who would you sue specifically?
We'll just start with the Rockefellers and just go, you know, get the family of 300 that we know of that's behind all of this. Mm-hmm. You know, we can get their names and phone numbers and everything, and let's just go after each and every one of them with that. And I guarantee you that we could get a detective on it and trace it every bit back and the money and everything. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is, would a court of law listen to it?
Yeah.
Would a satanic court of law listen to it?
That is an excellent question, and I think that, unfortunately, because, most of us would have to say no.
Okay, because I can put you in touch with the names and the phone numbers of these people, but it, what good would it do? So.
Right, exactly. The thing about normal that I really can appreciate is they're actually going, they have quite a bit of legal representation, obviously, since they assist people in dealing with court cases and whatnot. They also have certainly done their best to try to maneuver their supporters and sympathizers into positions of power legally, in fact, into judges and lawyers' offices and things like that. So, you know, it's very possible that something might come out of that, but obviously it's a very glacial change to reform something like drug laws. But yeah, that's a very good question. If you look at all the legal ramifications of it, I guess that is the big hang-up. The question is, would it be heard? Would it ever go to trial? And the answer, probably not.
Okay. Well, what about the spirit of what I just said? You know, they produce these laws to put me and you in prison. That's what they're thinking of every day. They're not thinking of anything else but that. Why don't we use their laws on them is my point. Mm-hmm. You know, when they're out here doing these things that are bad and everything, why don't we turn around? You know, they're talking about the hate crimes, you know. Mm-hmm. Why is it that can't be a hate crime what they do?
Yeah.
You said, you know, why are we giving them all of this ammunition to use? Why don't we, since they wanted to play ball with these certain rules, let's play ball with them and use their rules, you know?
Yeah, that is an excellent point, and I certainly agree with the spirit of what you're saying.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are ways to do that. There are a lot of ways. In fact, I've had some people on the show before who have communicated some of these things, and they have, you know, they've been relatively vague, but there are options available for people out there. The main thing is that most of us have become so conditioned as to believe that society is the way that it is, and there's no other way around it. And if you try to go around it, you're just exploring illegal avenues. But the thing is that for the most part, and I'll put it to you this way, if you look at the Bush administration and all the things that have happened and the things that George Bush has done in particular, a lot of people would say, you can't do that, that's illegal. It's not illegal. Everything that he's done has been legal. He is and he has the people.
Well, in his eyes. Attorneys will say things a certain way based on their way. Well, according to me and my knowledge of things, now that is not true. You're lying. You know, when you do dragging speak, you're lying. But see, they're saying, no. If I don't phrase it a certain way, then I'm not lying. And
that's legalisms. I know. It's difficult. Hold on a second, Mike.
Hold on.
Quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and our phone number 800-313-9443. Mike at Tennessee, welcome back. What I was mentioning basically just there was, you know, if you think about it, technically speaking, and again, technically meaning legalistically, which I don't choose to operate in that realm, everything that that Bush and all politicians for the most part do is more or less legal. They find loopholes, they find ways around it. But the same thing can be said for other things in your life. Not simply stealing people's freedoms, you know, in America, but as far as you personally, there are things you can do to protect yourself, your assets, and other things like that. And these are the ploys that the giant corporations use. They know the people who know how to do this stuff, and they do it. It is legal. It's just unknown for the most part, just like, you know, a lot of the things we talk about health-wise.
Right. We're on the same page there, okay?
Yeah.
You know, all right, two things I just want to bring to your attention. I know you know them, but I'm just going to bring them to your attention. One is, you know, the beast system is the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
that is, because that's what finances all terrorism. That's what's financing all three of the world wars, you know. And so if you could, you know, eliminate that, that would help a lot. That will not happen, though, because nobody wants to give up this credit system, have yeah. something today and pay for it maybe someday. You know, nobody wants, you know, because we're the first generation to fully taste this.
Yeah.
You know, fully taste it. I mean, you take children nowadays, they think a credit card's all you need.
That's right.
You know?
That's
all right.
True.
Now then the next thing is I'm a disabled veteran, and so I stay in a certain clique, and I find out information that 99% of the people never even hear. And 5 years ago, they were people that were stealing money from dead veterans, you know, disabled veterans or whatever. What they would do is they wasn't turning in the information to the Federal Reserve that these people were deceased. They kept collecting millions, and it was going into a pile. And here's where the piles would go, to the Democratic and Republican parties. Okay? And then somebody there would collect it, slide some of it back to them as a kickback, and then some of it would go to the politicians so they'd make sure and keep it quiet and keep it rolling. What do you think about that? All right, they were caught like 5 years ago on this, and they broke it up and goes, well, we didn't know this was going on, so we're going to watch now. Well, they've been caught again doing this, and instead of it being in the millions that they caught the last time, it's in the billions this time.
Oh, my God.
And so when I've got some people that know firsthand that have all the documentation, and when they do, I'll let you know,
yeah.
and you can have them on your show, and you'll break it wide open, this.
I would love that.
And so here's what this means. Is okay. I'm a disabled veteran, and I'm trying to collect disability, but they will not let me collect. I'm getting 10% service-connected because I got Gulf War Syndrome. They will not raise it, and the reason is because they're scoffing that 90% that's due to me is being pulled out and been funded into these other people. That's what's happening to a lot of veterans. That's why we don't get any kind of pay raises or increases or stuff. And they're doing this, and you use the word legal.
Yeah.
They've somehow got some kind of loophole. The way they do this, that it's being allowed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, since they're turning it into this fund, you know, it's like, okay, nobody definitely owns that fund. So who do you go and nail for it? Mm-hmm. You see, since it's in a Democratic Party and a Republican Party, you know, who do you get for that? You can't go back the last 100 years and get everybody. And
you know,
so when they're caught, they're off the hook, kind of.
You know, the other thing, Mike, that I think is interesting is something you should check into. I believe that kind of fraud, that the agency in charge of investigating that and doing something with that, I think that's the Secret Service. In which case, that changes maybe why things aren't going anywhere.
Well, I'll tell you where another tie-in is with these judges.
Yeah.
The same kind of thing is funded in for them. They're, you know, got all kinds of entitlement programs should they go through certain set of years. You know, I'm just making it up because I don't know, okay? I've just been told this, you know, from reliable sources that let's say that they do a 20-year term, okay? And at the end of that term is when they collect all that money. If they don't go the full 20-year term, they don't get any of it. So that's their incentive to never, ever not send somebody to prison that should be sent to prison according to the system. So they're working for the system. They're not working for Jesus Christ.
Right.
They're not looking for the truth or any of that kind of stuff. They're looking at what the system dictates for them to do. As long as you follow the system's rules, because it's a different set of rules than you and I run on.
Yeah.
And you can see that clearly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
If you stay with the system and run the rules according to the way you've been trained, then there's this big chunk of money at you at the end of the particular time limit. You know, we'll say it's 20 years. So they do everything they can. You know, they're walking on eggshells to get through that 20 years.
Wow.
You know, one thing, they don't want to do anything to bring any attention to what they're doing. So, you know, you got to railroad people in a nice, honest kind of fashion, it looks like. You got to be the good guy. Oh, I wouldn't have sent him to prison if he hadn't have been guilty. You know, you got to play it up.
Absolutely.
And you see what a spectacular job they do, don't they?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. They're just incredibly good at it. And, of course, the whole, I take full responsibility, and somebody else, no, I take full responsibility. Okay, well, you know, it was just an honest mistake. It's an accounting error. It's administrative error. You know, it's always something like that, the whole oops, I'm sorry thing, which would never keep you and me and an average Joe citizen out of jail. It does, of course, keep them not only out of jail, but even immune from scrutiny at any deeper level than they apologize, let's move on.
Absolutely. Total agreement. The only other, you know, when you said all that, here's what come to mind is Bill Gates. And, you know, he's got a new operating system that just came out this year. And, you know, it has got all kinds of ways so that people, if they wanted to, knew what they were doing, like CIA could trace you and everything you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, why would he put something like that into an operating system unless there was a financial reason for him to do it? Because, you know, he don't really, you know, if you got that much money, you don't care about nothing, do you?
No, he could buy his own country.
I mean, why, you know, in other words, do you care about what somebody, you know, in Tennessee does, really? You don't really care, do you?
No, not particularly.
Not especially if you got tons of money. You would just enjoy it and enjoy coming out with a good operating system and being famous and those kind of things, perhaps.
Yeah,
but that's true. But you wouldn't care about what the government thinks about anything, or you wouldn't want to monitor what people's actions are and stuff like that, unless there was a financial reason behind, you know,
when you're thinking of Bill Gates, so of course you got to look at the whole monopoly, this lawsuit against him, and you know how'd that work out? It worked out just fine for him, so maybe that was his payoff was not having to pay off, you know.
Or maybe it was all just a setup. A lot of things will look like they're policing theirself.
Yes.
You know, the police is policing theirself to make you think, don't you worry, you go ahead and stay asleep because we're watching out for you, you know.
That's
so
right.
You see, we're even policing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, I haven't been able to put my finger on why this attorney firing, you know, on the top, you know, those judges.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I've got out of it is they're trying to say that it's the Democrats, you know, that Bush is firing them because they're Democrats or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, put it a political thing. But there's something else going on there that we're not getting. It's one of two things. Either one, those guys know something they shouldn't have or did something they shouldn't have done.
Mm.
You know, like, in other words, mention something they shouldn't have mentioned or know something they shouldn't have known.
Mm.
And they try to put it back. The reason why they got fired is it's political.
I think that from what I've seen, I do think that, of course, they probably know too much, and the best thing to do is discredit them before they can use their position to come out and do something. We talked a little bit about that last night, very little with Jim Mars. There were just so much subject matter to cover. But, yeah, I think that's probably where it's headed. But you're absolutely right on all counts with this stuff. There's other sides to it, and I would urge you to take a good look at what has gone on in the realm of the control. Now, if you look at you remember Rush Limbaugh, you remember his bust for drugs?
Oh yeah.
Okay, before that happened, I'm sure everybody remembers Rush Limbaugh was starting to point some pretty chunky little fingers there at the Bush administration, accuse them of pushing for big government. And he said, look, the Republican Party's always been about smaller government, and you're screwing it up. And he started, like, outright asking, you know, some tough questions and making some accusations against the administration. Then guess what? Boom. Rush Limbaugh gets busted.
Yeah.
He goes away to rehab for 30 days. He comes back a brand new man.
Yeah, we talked totally different, didn't we?
Completely changed and rehabilitated.
Attitude.
He's been re-educated, and he comes back, and he's, you know, dyed-in-the-wool Republican. He starts getting the interviews with the Dick Cheneys and the George Bushes and the Donald Rumsfelds and so on and so forth. Well, look at what else is going on. Who else was asking some tough questions there? Actually, Bill O'Reilly. And then guess what happens? Oh, sex scandal. Bill's got to go take a step back and go to his re-education camp, comes back a brand new man. And it goes on and on and on. And I could probably, you know, give you about 30 other names of people that have done this.
Okay.
All high-profile people.
As you're saying that, let me ask you this. What about the Dixie Chicks? What do you remember how they politically came out, you know, and they tried to discredit them, remember?
Yeah.
And it's like it seemed, based on my looking at it, it's come back, and, man, they're coming out the winner now. They're back on top.
Well, like, and yeah, absolutely.
It's like it made a full circle around because they were, I don't know when this happened. Was it 2 years ago?
No, it was a little longer than that. It was probably 2000 and, well, maybe it was 2 years ago. I think it was probably closer to three.
Okay, well, let's say that. Let's say 3 years ago. When that happened, I remember on television they were saying that the radio stations, people are calling in saying don't play the Dixie Chicks and all that, you know, and everything. And their record sales, slumped. They were reporting, okay? And now here we are 3 years later, and they're talking about their record sales that just zoomed up, you know?
And the interesting thing about that, though, Mike, is that their records have been selling, but they're not getting the spins in the country music scene that they used to. And that, to me, is a true tragedy, and it does show you the connectivity of a lot of these major radio station conglomerates. You know, Clear Channel has been called Bush Channel a number of times, and that's not necessarily just, you know, out of thin air. So there's something to that. The other thing that I find to be the most tragic, and you are a Southerner, I'm a Southerner, and Southern pride, of course, is talked about a lot. People are very patriotic in the South. You know, not to say they're not in other places, but here it's a different thing altogether.
It is extra here,
yeah,
for sure, isn't it?
There's nothing like it.
Yep.
And in the country music scene, unfortunately, a lot of those people still equate patriotism with the whole mindset of my country right or wrong, which is tragic because of all the celebrities who came out against the Iraq war and all these other things, and you know, when appropriate, I blasted every one of them. I didn't blast the Dixie Chicks, and here's why. Because they didn't say, you guys should think exactly how I think, and this is what I think. They just made a statement, and Natalie Maine said, you know, I'm ashamed that President Bush, that I'm from the same state as the president. That was it. Nothing big. She was speaking for herself. She was not trying to encourage other people. She was not trying to influence other people. She was making an opinion. I think she's entitled to do so, and I think that's fine. But, you know, they suffered the backlash. But the other people, you know, the actors and all these other things, they did not suffer a backlash because, you know, it's immaterial to them. And it's tragic because there's a distinct difference between expressing your opinion and attempting to influence someone else's.
Right. Well, yeah, there's definitely a difference in those two.
Yeah.
And, you know, Clear Channel definitely tries to influence my thinking.
Oh, sure.
That's their game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a sick, twisted little thing. So as far as the Dixie Chicks go, I wish them all the best. I think they're doing great things.
I do, because I was thinking about them today. I heard them. They was playing a song of theirs on the TV as I was running the channels. And it was showing the year 98, their first hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to be going through Nashville, and there's this gigantic billboard as you're coming into Nashville, and it had the pictures of the Dixie Chicks on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, you got to be really, really big to have this big, gigantic, you know, thing like that on the side of the road like that, that kind of a billboard. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to be making some cubic money to pay for that kind of.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, you don't see that, you know, at this big extreme like that. Here's a brand new group, you know. And so they went to the top, you know, very fast, you know. And here we are, you know, in 2007, almost 10 years later, and here they're coming back to that again. It seems like they're going, I bet if I go to Nashville, it won't be long, and I'll see another darn billboard of them, you know. And I think this time it's going to be based on them making that stand.
Yeah.
I think the first time they was new on the scene, and the reason they made it, this time I think they stood up for something they believed. And America used to be like that. You know, you stand up for what you believe in, and, you know, people would say, well, okay, you know, you believe in that. That's okay. You know, and some people won't believe in it, but at least you took a stand.
Absolutely.
And everybody's afraid to make a stand nowadays.
Oh, you're so right. And that's exactly, it used to be a situation where it was, let's just shake hands and agree to disagree. You think this, I think this, and that's the end of it. You know, we're fine. But now it's like, if you disagree with somebody, you know, you should be charged with a crime. Again, Holocaust denier is they want to make that, it's a crime already in a lot of places. Hate speech is a crime. There was the op-ed piece that said that Holocaust deniers should be, I should say global warming deniers should be lumped in the same camp as Holocaust deniers. So all of a sudden, there is no opportunity for people to have their own thought process. It is, we are in an environment of fear. We are in a climate where we are not allowed to disagree with anything. And we've seen this, too, leading up to the 2004 presidential campaign. There was the documents coming out about George Bush and his National Guard service during Vietnam and whatnot.
Yeah.
And you've got one news outlet that says these statements are authentic, or these documents are authentic. The other news outlet says these documents are forged. And basically, the water becomes so muddied that this flock of American idiots who pay attention to the news are confused now, because all of a sudden their master's saying one thing, then saying something else, so they just kind of sit there and look dumb. We'll just wait it out and see what happens. So there was so much, and we saw this, a lot of news outlets were taking a beating when they reported negatively against the president. I mean, I'm sure you remember all that.
This yeah,
just
I do.
A couple
I
years
do.
Ago. Yeah, so all this is going on now. It has changed, and now we are not encouraged to stand up for ourselves. We are not encouraged to have our own belief structures. We are not encouraged to be strong individuals. We are encouraged to be loyal followers of whoever is leading.
Let me stop you right there, because, boy, you're really nailing the nail there.
Let me stop you there, because the music is playing. We got to take a short break. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes, though, so don't fret. More Frankly Speaking Radio on the way. More calls as well if you're interested. 800-313-9443.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This world I made from you,
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Back to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, welcome back, sir.
All right. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this time with you, Frank.
Oh, no. No, this is, to me, let me tell you something. I have the guests on because the guests always have good information and whatnot, but I love the calls.
Well, but
to me, I get so much out of that.
Yes, because we get to dilate back and forth.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so here's the only two things I was going to say, and then I'll get off here and let somebody else. One is you know, the communist checklist, one of the main things, and you were just saying this, and I'm just narrowing it down, mm-hmm. is that one of their things that they want you to do, that you must do, is you must follow the crowd.
That's right.
You must follow what everyone else is thinking. If everybody else is driving a four-door car, you must drive a four-door car. They want you all to think the same. There's not independent thinking. And okay, and that's where we're at here in America. If you'll
yes.
notice, if the news says that, you know, everything's blue, everybody go, well, it must be blue. You know,
that's
the
right.
news, the TV said it was, you know, and they're not free thinkers anymore.
Yeah.
It's just completely gone.
Well, if I can just jump in on that, I agree with you, and I've said this before. People can become programmed even without realizing it. When I first came on RBN, there were like 10 complaint calls after the first show. You want to know what they complain about? The music.
Yeah.
They're like, what is this?
This is not what you just played. They weren't complaining about that.
They were complaining about all of it. This is the same music I've always played on this
oh,
show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because nobody had ever... I mean, everybody else plays other things. They play stuff that's maybe a little more palatable to the untrained ear, but... You know, I'm a rock and roll guy. I've grown up with it. That's what I played and everything else. And while my musical taste is extremely diverse,
well, Ralph Epperson likes it.
Oh, yeah, Epperson.
If he likes it,
that's right.
I have to tell you, it's pretty darn good.
But see, what it was it so shook up
okay.
the talk radio paradigm that people were kind of shocked by that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now you
start to hear more rock and roll being peppered throughout the talk shows. But I will say this, and just on a side note about music, as far as country music goes, that I'm telling you, that is the future of music, because all of rock and roll, pop, all this garbage now that's coming out is all so contrived and controlled and so processed that there's no originality. The only good singer-songwriters left in music today are in country music, and I think that, and I've never been a country music fan, honestly, until recently.
I am not a country music fan at all,
you
but
know
I totally
like
agree with what you're saying, because
yeah.
I see it. You're exactly right, you know.
There's a band out now called The Wreckers. Have you heard of them?
No, I haven't.
I think they're the best,
best
new
yes,
band out there right
yep.
now.
Yep,
so.
I have. I heard
yeah, you're in
like
Tennessee.
One song
that's
they, that they did, and so I, mm-hmm. I, and they were good, you know. So
they're real good. But
yeah.
But anyway, I agree with you, my friend, and that's the whole thing. You know, we all get accustomed to things being a certain way. We have to always ask questions, and we have to always look for our own way. Now, like I said, as far as the radio thing goes, you know, my show is different because I came out of commercial radio. You know, I was used
yep.
to doing it that way. I didn't
yep.
grow up listening to truth radio because I didn't know it was out there.
Yep.
So for me, you know, coming to it late, it was a different thing. But you're right. It's a sort of conformist mindset.
Yep. Frank, hey, the only other thing I was going
hey,
to say.
Why don't I hold you over
okay.
and finish up
right.
so you're not rushed. Folks, again, a quick commercial break as we pause for station identification. And we resume your phone calls as we resume with our next hour of the show. Stay with us.